head on her shoulder. She probably studied abroad. She transferred to home. And we're back here at the Cider House. A little Hockey Sense action. Don't forget, Tim Taylor will join us in about 5 minutes or so. I want to continue with Steve Ott, Blues assistant coach, for about two or three more minutes here, and then we'll let him go. Of course, the Blues prospects will be practicing tomorrow. The Traverse City Prospect Tournament takes place this weekend in Detroit. Did they have anything like that for you when you were a young kid coming up, or no?
You know what? I miss that. I think I'm a little too old for the Traverse City stuff, but I remember a lot of the development guys coming back with black eyes, and it was almost like a little bit of a fight league there. But now things have calmed down. It's an extremely well-run development camp where you can really see your guys flourish in a great setting.
Do you like the way the game has trended kind of away from a lot of the fighting that we've seen? Nowadays, you've got hockey players who can fight as opposed to having one guy on the roster specifically for that role. I mean, I think you still see some fights, but certainly not at the volume we once did.
That's a tough subject for me. I hate to see some of the stuff that goes on now in the league, and I like seeing some of the policing of yourselves or your own team in certain situations, but also it's kind of given the addition of a lot of these specialty-type players that are really solid penalty killers or really solid Nacton League, and you got to be able to skate and play. The big issue is the speed of the game is so ridiculously fast now from when I came in that a lot of these guys don't have that dimension. And if you do have that dimension, like a Ryan Reeves or like a Chris Thorburn, where you can skate and get there and have some puck time and some be there and arrive at the right time and situation, well, you still belong to be belonging in this league no matter if you fight or don't fight.
Yeah. And again, I mean, some guys, whatever. Even if you show you could do that once or twice, I mean, it kind of gives you a little more room. I mean, Pat Maroon, you and I were talking about him. He plays for Edmonton. He's from St. Louis. He's been out there skating. He's a guy who scored 27 goals last year. But also, guys around the league know that he's tough. And if it comes down to protecting his teammate, he can do that, right?
And there's a lot to be said about that. He's a guy that, if you're talking a different team with Connor McDavid, he has a little bit of arsenal there. If somebody was to, take a cheap shot at Connor, you got to answer to somebody right away. And I know that Patty would be one of those guys you'd be answering to for sure.
Do you feel like Parayko, he's so big, one of the nicest guys I've ever met, right? And he's got so much potential. This kid is going to be, has potential to be so good, right? And of course, the Blues have now invested term and dollars in him, and obviously it's a wise decision. Is there another level for him to get to as a hockey player, both from a skill level, but also even from that, that mentality that he brings to the ice? Or are you kind of what you are and you can't manufacture some of that toughness fans and media are always screaming about that they like to see from bigger players?
Well, there's a tough line there to cross where, I've seen it with guys that are very similar, and you turn them into something that you wish you had, turned into something else. And for us to already have a loaded gun like him, to have the strength, the size, the skating ability that he has, the sky is the limit for this guy. And if he continues to do what he's doing, there's going to be situations where he's going to handle himself. And I feel sorry for the guy that decides to bark up the wrong tree because he's that strong and powerful and he can hurt you.
Yeah.
And that will always keep a guy a little bit nervous of a big guy like that, knowing what will happen when the beehive does get rattled. But, to see him do the other things and excel at the other things, we need to save those hands and let some other guys do some of the lifting as well.
Yeah, I've been saying one of these days he's going to snap, though. I mean, I don't know when it's going to be. One of these days, and I wouldn't want to be the guy on the other end when that finally happens. So, anyway, Otter, thanks for coming out here and doing this, man. I appreciate it very much. And this is going to you would have had options, I know, in the media side as well, right? You kind of did that a little bit during your latest or your injury recovery time when you were with St. Louis when you had the hamstring injury. You could have done that, but you wanted to just stay in the game and do the coaching thing, right? So
I think that's a big deal. I love talking hockey. I love talking the passion of hockey and obviously that. But my true passion is trying to make people better around me and having hands-on. And coaching gives me that ability to be a little bit more hands-on.
All right. Thanks a lot for doing this, man. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me out.
All right. Let's take another break. We'll come back with Tim Taylor here on Hockey Sense live from the Slider House. Don't go anywhere.